don't actually want to talk to you. We just want to stay.
All right, I'm good. I can not commit to poses for me.
Yeah.
Look up.
For you personally, how have things gone?
Great. Spring ball's been a good experience. I had a little broken finger, but besides that, we're been healthy. And as a squad, it's a great process. It's a grinding one, just developing that culture and getting everybody bought in to making plays and running around. And so every day is a chance to get better. And so I'm happy to be healthy and be out there with the guys.
For sure. Linebackers obviously lost quite a bit of talent from last year. What do you guys look at as, you know, is this opportunity in terms of being able to step up and do that kind of stuff?
Right. I think the culture in that room and with BYU linebackers is that we don't look back to who's not there, but we develop our younger guys, and we're only as good as that last guy in the room. And so if we're all building together and putting in extra time to develop the young guys, the older guys are going to be pushed and brought to a new level and playing to their best. Guys will be back. I mean, we're going to miss Zach's out, but the other guys will be back, and we're going to have a lot of fun this year. A lot of good guys.
Is that, I mean, if there could be any silver lining from all of the injuries and everything last year, is it the fact that a lot of the guys that you rely on this year did get time last year?
Yeah, I think so. Last year was a little bit spread out. We didn't know going into the first game who was going to play out, and the rotation was it was hard to get just that fluidity into the game, get into a habit and stuff, because we had so many good guys. And so this year we've kind of established ourselves. Guys have filled roles and a little more comfortable that way, for sure.
Talk about the outside guys, just what you see as far as what they're doing development-wise.
Outside linebackers. We've got a lot of talent, young guys, hopefully some injuries that will shake themselves out by fall with Troy Hines and things like that. But, I mean, with the Sione and Cy and Troy and Bronson moving down to the X or the N position, we've got a lot of speed, a lot of talent coming off the edge. So that makes it easier on us. If they can squeeze back to the middle, we'll be happy to clean things up. So
what effect is not having Harvey and Manoah in spring going to have on the unit as a whole?
You know, we do a lot together. Just because they're not at practice, me and Maya and the other guys make it an important thing to bring them along, and we meet together so those guys can be a part of it, so the unit is not separated and they're not losing time. They're putting in extra work as well, and we trust that when they come back in fall that they're going to be ready to go with us.
How do you think the defense is handling itself against the offense right now?
We've got a lot of young guys stepping up. That's what spring ball is all about. And so the last couple of days we've stepped up, and it's been a battle. We've had some big stops, guys making plays. Initially it was the offense that was more in motion and had things going, but that's typically how spring ball goes. And Taysom and Christian Stewart, it's nice to have guys that have been running it for a while. So the offense is doing great, but especially in our secondary, we've got young guys stepping up and filling things out.
You mentioned the offense, you know, doing great. I mean, what are your overall thoughts on this offense? You go against it, obviously, every day.
Right. The scheme that they have and how they attack your weaknesses in every defense makes it tough. So every look that we give, we have to disguise a lot. We have to change things up, because Taysom and Christian are really good at seeing our shifts and our vulnerabilities. And it's about us just adjusting and making plays off that.
Does that make it particularly rewarding when you get the picks? Because the defense has gotten a number of interceptions.
It's true.
That we've seen. So.
It's true. That does make it rewarding, because you got experienced quarterbacks. Guys just being in the right spot and making plays. I've got to be proud about that.
Have you seen a difference having Bronco taking over the defense this season?
It's the same defense. Coach Howell had the same calls, same mindset, and same energy. I think the difference is just guys playing for Bronco, and I think it's the same thing. It's just we had to make the choice. I don't think the coaching change is the big difference. It's just guys need to buy in and trust what we got going on, and I think this year you're going to see a difference come fall.
A lot of your teammates, when asked that question, have all said that they've noticed more accountability. What do you think? What are your teammates talking about? I mean, have you seen that as well?
Yeah, for sure. It's obviously Bronco is famous for that. He he makes every rep count. And so I think last year we built on just letting things get by and not taking the most out of every rep in practice, because we were like, oh, we'll fix it or we'll get it. But now every rep counts, and we pay for it after practice with extra runs or whatever. And that kind of mindset, I think, yeah, it comes from Bronco, but it also comes from the leadership that we have, the seniors and juniors. Guys really buying into what they're trying to do. And that was the difference. Is I don't think that was the leadership in last year's crew had that same type of desire to fully buy into the program and that kind of defense.